Republican lawmakers have been blocking the permanent rules that aim to get anglers to avoid spreading viral hemorrhagic septicemia to more state waters. The main dispute was over proposed restrictions on the reuse of minnows. DNR fisheries manager Mike Staggs says part one of the department's new plan would allow some reuse.
We were suggesting that anglers who had purchased minnows from a registered Wisconsin bait dealer, and those minnows are likely to have been inspected and unlikely to be carrying VHS, if they had minnows procured from that source, that they would be able to take them home at the end of the day if they were going to reuse them on the same water body, or if they had used them in such a way that they hadn't been exposed to water from the lake or stream on which they'd been fishing.
Stagg says part two of the plan is to close all minnow harvesting on waters infected with VHS. Those waters include the Lake Winnebago system and Lake Michigan. The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation has been pushing for very strict rules on VHS, fearing the fish-killing virus could cause major problems if it continues to spread. Federation Executive Director George Meyer says the minnow harvesting limit sounds very enforceable.
The part of the rule that it will be more of a challenge is to prove that people are going back to the same water that they used their minnows from the day before. But with the cooperation of anglers, this could be protective.
The latest VHS plan goes back to the DNR board next week. State lawmakers could then take another look. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.